Jesus, criminy.
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
This is Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez,
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
My two men, Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? We are back. We are live in studio today. What's up?
How are you doing?
You know what? Every time I have a bad day, every time I have a bad week, I get to the studio, I hear Macho Man Randy Savage's voice, and I feel better.
I can see that.
Now, who is your Macho Man Randy Savage? Obviously a lot younger than me. You know, that one voice. I mean, you can have a bad day, and it's just so recognizable, and it's like, all right.
Are you talking about in the wrestling world?
I'm going to punch you in the nose. It can be anybody.
You didn't say that.
I didn't say wrestling world.
But there's
anybody.
Certain...
No, just that one voice. Not family, not, you know, wife, not, you know, uncle, grandfather, whatever. Just that. And maybe it may be, but just that one voice. And to me, it's just that Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh, yeah.
I'll have to think about that and get back to you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Because that really is a great question.
Wow. Mic drop.
Yeah, that is.
That's an Audio Technica mic drop.
2 minutes into the show.
I'm done. See ya.
And it's the weekend.
And there's a reason that I'm done. You want to know what the reason is?
Well, what's that?
All right, so... local Tampa Bay reporter leaves, and I don't remember his name, the Detroit Tiger pitcher off the Cy Young list.
Justin Verlander.
Okay.
There was two.
Right, but the one was the local Tampa guy.
I thought both were from Tampa.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, both were from
who
Tampa.
Who was the other one?
It was whoever the AP writers are.
Fred. Fred was one.
I'll get you the names right here.
So, up in arms about that, left him off the list.
He would have won.
He would have won.
Even if they put him fourth.
Okay. Explain to me, and Steve Sabanu coming up momentarily from the Ohio outside of Cleveland area. Explain to me. I need to hear more Macho Man Randy Savage to bring me down, to calm down my high blood pressure. How could anybody not have LeBron James on first team?
All-NBA?
All-NBA.
How many did he have?
Oh, I don't know. I think one didn't have him on.
Wow.
I mean, he made... the first team. But how do you not? Okay, it's kind of like the Verlander. You don't think he's the best pitcher. You don't think he's Cy Young, but he's definitely top four.
Durant wasn't on there either.
Well, Durant didn't make it.
Yeah, he didn't make it at all.
Okay, now again, we can discuss that and get into that a little bit over the next 5 minutes after Steven Savanu, whatever. We can argue on the team, off the team. You know, is Durant one? Is he two? You know, is Curry one? Is he two? I know that I was watching the Four Letter Network, and Max Kellerman was saying how I wouldn't even have Harden on the first team. All right, we can get into all that. LeBron James, without a doubt, is the best player on the planet.
Bill Chastain?
Is the guy who had him off?
Yeah, was the other one who had him off.
The other guy? Oh, okay. You're the local Tampa Bay guy. LeBron James is the best player on the planet. LeBron James is in the discussion, and it doesn't matter where you, I, or anybody else believes LeBron is on the greatest. He is in the discussion.
Absolutely.
Okay. Michael Jordan in the discussion. Wilt Chamberlain in the discussion.
What are people and what are you basing your greatest of all time on? Is it body of work? Is it championships?
No, it's all of that. I mean, it's and I don't
because people are saying he was 6'6", being Michael Jordan. He's the greatest of all time.
And I don't think he is the greatest of all time. I honestly do think, and I don't want to fall into that what have you done for me lately. And I'm going off on LeBron, you know, in a good way, not a bad way. I'm going with, if you put LeBron James with Dennis Rodman and Scottie Pippen, they may not lose a game. Not only run the table, not only win the NBA title, they may go undefeated. Michael Jordan had one of the top 50 players of all time playing with him in Scottie Pippen. I don't know if Rodman is in that top 50, but I may consider him there.
I would say he's probably in the top 50.
Okay, again, I don't remember who was and who wasn't, but he has 1.5, okay, of the top 50 players of all time. If Rodman's not in 50, he's at 52, he's at 48. You put LeBron James with two of the best players in the league, not even of all time, you don't think he runs the table? So that's what I'm kind of judging it on. I'm judging that he went to the NBA Finals with three different teams. Now, two in the same city, but I'm saying different players, different this, different that. Then he goes to Miami, goes to the Finals, wins the Finals, loses the Finals. Then comes back to Cleveland, loses the Finals, wins the Finals. I believe LeBron James is the best player that I've ever seen. I'm not going to ever argue players that I've only read about, players that I might have watched a DVD on. You know, how can I compare Babe Ruth to today? How can I compare Wilt Chamberlain today?
It doesn't have names, but it says that James Harden was the only unanimous all-NBA team. So if you're telling me right now, you're walking in the street and it was 100 point or 99 is what LeBron had. Do you want Harden or do you want LeBron James? I would say you're getting more LeBrons than James Harden, even after, or especially after that performance last week.
If you tell me, if you walk to anybody on the street and say, and somebody says Harden over LeBron, A, that player, that person should never be asked a basketball question again. And the person who asked if he's a credentialed media person should be banned.
And there's one thing that even if you watch the slightest bit of basketball, you know there's one thing that LeBron James does that James Harden doesn't, and it's a pretty big deal. Do you know what that is?
No.
LeBron plays defense. James Harden plays the Ole defense because all he wants is the ball back to go back down and score. You're talking about all NBA team, which affects guys' money as well. Did you see that?
Yeah, it did. Jeff George, who played quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts.
Or Paul George.
Yeah. It's his younger
which is huge right coming back from the broken leg playing for Team USA 3 or 4 years ago. You're going out to Vegas this summer, right?
July.
When is fight week?
July 5th, 6th, 7th.
Okay. I believe it's the 7th through the 17th is the summer league that starts back up. And they have, I know the Magic aren't involved because there's a summer league here in Orlando, but Vegas has confirmed teams that hold picks 1, 2, 3, and 4. So it's your chance you may get to see the Ball Brothers.
Oh, I wouldn't even
out
go
there.
I'd have to leave.
You wouldn't go watch a play?
I couldn't. Yeah, I just want to watch Daddy Ball walk.
There you go. You can go see him.
And what I want to see is a walk off. What was that movie that the guy couldn't turn left?
There's a few of them.
No, he was like a model or whatever, and he couldn't turn left, and then it was a big walk off. It's your boy, Stiller. Stills?
Zoolander?
Yeah, Zoolander. Is that what it was? So I want to have a walk.
I thought you're talking about like Ricky Bobby.
No. This was whatever that was. You know that you youngins watched. So I want to have a walk off with Big Daddy Ball, Conor McGregor, Vince McMahon.
That'd be impressive.
Anybody else you can think of to put in that walk off? I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
The Vince McMahon walk is impressive.
Well, but
it's very close. Well,
Connors is Vince. Yeah. And now when Big Daddy Ball walked into someplace, I don't even know where it was, That was the same kind of walk.
I didn't see that one. With the $500 shoes?
That he sold 2,500 pair?
Did you, there's a meme going around of, so LeVar's the dad. It's was it Lonzo?
Yeah.
Holding his shoe with a Marshalls tag on it, and it says $69.99, but here you can get it for $29.99.
That is awesome. So that's big balling is walking down the street being a big baller, right?
Of course.
Did you know what I want to do as a big baller?
What's that?
I want to walk down the street with an ATH PG1 premium gaming headset. Next time, tell me. I'll turn your mic off.
Oh, sorry.
Walk down the street, plug that into my phone. That's big balling.
That is big balling.
Steve Savanu, how are you?
I am good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. I went off a little bit on media people that did not include LeBron James on the first team All-NBA.
You know, he's just there, and he's just working for us right now. That's all I can say.
Best player on the planet, and some media person
absolutely
doesn't put him on first team.
And an all-around good guy. I mean, he's just a great, great community guy, great community leader, great team leader. We're really proud to have him on the Cavs.
Proud to have him back.
You got it. Absolutely. But I have to tell you, I will not watch the playoff games because last year I watched two of them and we didn't win. So I figured I'm bad luck. So I'm staying away from the TV tonight. I'm not going to watch the game. I don't want to do anything that could damage that streak.
All right. I don't want to go on a limb, but I think you're safe. I think you can watch the team tonight. I believe the score is already in the books. And
yeah.
Boston's down 18, and it hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, I may peek, but I won't sit there and watch the whole game. I did it last year, and I did it twice, and both times we lost. And everyone said, don't watch the games, don't watch the games. And I didn't watch the rest of them, and we all know what happened.
Well, then what you can do is you can probably play some video games online, and I'm sure you'll be
absolutely
wearing the ETH EG1. Talk to us about the headset.
This is a premium gaming headset that has a detachable microphone. As you were saying earlier, you can also use the accessory cable that comes with it and convert it into a really cool pair of headphones that will work with your smartphone. But one of the things we've done in the design of these gaming headsets is we want to put that player in the virtual sonic reality of the game. So we've done things like we've really tweaked the audio to give you that good, solid, deep bass, but you also need the good mid-range and high-frequency definition. So if you're playing a multiplayer game, you can hear the conversations that are going on. You can hear the other details that may help you achieve a better score in your game. It's a closed-back design headphone with a 44-millimeter driver that's going to give you powerful, impactful sound and exceptional clarity. But we also designed these headphones because we know, and we've got gamers that will attest to this, they're playing these games 8-10 hours a day, and they're wearing these headphones all day long. It's almost like a guy in your neck of the woods that has to wear headphones all day. So we designed these things for really good comfort with soft leatherette headbands and soft leatherette ear pads. So that if you're wearing these all day long, they're going to feel comfortable. They're lightweight. They're not going to, crush your head, as they say, to give you that total comfort even during all-day game sessions.
Well, and this is where something falls into the line that I use, changing it a little. When you operate, decorate. So this definitely falls into it. It does the job it's supposed to do, but it just feels better, and it makes you play better when you feel better.
Absolutely. And as the games become more intricate and the players become more intricate and they start getting involved, especially in multiplayer games, not only do you need to hear all the sounds of the game itself, you need to communicate with the other players that are on your team or the other players that you're playing against. And with the built-in microphone, the boom mic, and directionality of the microphone, it allows you to do that. But the clarity of the headphones allows you to hear what others are saying. So you can catch all the nuances. You can catch all the detail, the real sonic reality of the game.
You know, the other thing, Steve, that I think is really important, because a lot of people like myself, I can't sit still. So I walk around when I'm playing games or when I'm on the air or whatever. And with the 6.5-foot extension, and then I believe there's even another 4-foot to make it so you can do that. So you're kind of in the game, but you're not sitting still.
Correct. Because a lot of times in gaming, the gamers are really proud of their computers. If you've ever seen a gamer's computer, it's pretty elaborate. And they want to display that someplace. So it's not going to be typically under the desk or, where my computer sits in my office. They want that out someplace where people can see it as they're playing. So we've made the cables long enough they can reach to the computer, whether they've got to plug into the back of the computer or the front of the computer, and so the player can get up and move around a little bit.
You know, I want to, my life goal is to get one of those gaming computers where they have the three screens.
Yes, there you go. I mean, I have two screens on my editing computer, and that's kind of nice, but yeah, three screens, now we're talking.
So this particular unit, the ATH PG1, accessible with the PS4, the iPad, the iPhone, laptops, PC, Xbox One, anything that I'm not thinking of?
No, and with the Xbox One, you do need the Xbox stereo headset adapter to make it connect properly.
Awesome. This is a awesome unit, MSRP, I believe, just under $200, which isn't bad.
$199.95.
But we're going to give one away tonight. You have till 11:59:59 to register. Steve, how can people get more information? And more importantly, where can they purchase?
They can actually get this on our website. They can go to the Audio Technica website, which is www.audio-technica.com. And you can find it under gaming headsets. And there's a buy now box. You can buy it at a very good price on our website directly.
Awesome. Steve, have a great night. Don't watch too much. Go Cavs. And we'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Take care, Randy. We'll talk to you real soon. And yes, go Cavs.
Absolutely. Steve Savanu, everybody, from Audio Technica. You have to 11:59:59 to register for the ATH PG1. It's the premier gaming headset. MSRP, $199.95. You, over there in the back, can register and win it. And get it for free. All right, this is Talking Sports. We need to get to a lot of things. I want to talk about the Jeter. I want to talk about the newest Buccaneer. I want to talk about the whole Batista and what he continues. Is he? Isn't he? We'll get to it when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Snap Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Fabulous.
Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Joe Gervicious, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I am a firm believer that the music that we play in bringing us back is better than the content that we do.
Oh, I second that.
That's how good some of the music is. All right, I want to get to a couple things, but first and foremost, this could be the funniest thing that I've read probably ever.
Okay. And so, you don't read.
So I don't read. So. Right. Well, that's why this falls into that category.
Ever, yeah.
Right. So Steve Harvey, and I'm not going to get into the letter that he sent his entire staff. Did you hear about that?
No.
Okay, then I will get into it. Sent a letter to his staff. Don't come into my room. Don't come into my...
My bleeping...
my dressing room. Don't look at me. Don't talk to me. Don't ask for autographs. Don't ask for pictures. I'm here to work. Don't bug me. But I read something earlier today that said...
I just got a message. We have a third on the music is better than
absolutely.
The content.
So Steve Harvey's wife, I guess, is suing for divorce. Okay?
Okay.
And she's suing over the following for the following reasons, you know, irreconcilable differences. There was three things. Bam, bam, and soul murdering.
He's a soul murderer.
I thought that.
No, that was pretty funny.
It was funny. All right. As much as I want to get to, how about this? I'm at the Bucks the other day. What day did I go? Thursday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
With your purple shirt.
And as much as I don't want to throw credit to anybody, and especially when somebody's not here, I had somebody come up to me and say, so what's up with the guy who does the show or did the show, played for Team USA? Give me his background. People are checking up on Alex.
Wow.
They know about Alex and Team USA.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Got to make sure that's on the record somewhere.
Oh, the person who said it?
The Team USA thing. I know it's true, but it needs to be.
Check our website. It's there.
Is it there?
Yeah. Well, the website's not, but it's on the website.
It's on the website.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So I want to talk about Jeter. I'm going to let you decide what we go to first. Jeter, the newest Buccaneer, the backup quarterback, or Batista?
Let's stick to baseball. So I'll throw it back to you. You can pick Joey Bats or Jeter in whichever order.
Class? Not class. Oh, it's this show. We'll start with not class. Batista.
Okay. So you obviously have an issue with what he did.
Yes and no.
So why is it no class?
Well, it is no class what he does.
What, when he does the bat flip?
Yeah.
So when you played...
It's no class too.
When you played any sport...
Every sport.
There was that spark plug that got your team. They're down five.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're down four.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to ignite your team.
Absolutely.
Whether it's on the football field and it's a questionable hit.
Absolutely.
Standing over the guy at the end of a play.
Absolutely. All dirty?
Number 99.
All not class? All good for the team.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying...
And he's the one who gets punished for it because he gets hit.
Well, he is the one that's supposed to get punished. In years past...
It's the next guy.
Unfortunately,
up.
Team USA guy's not here. It's not the guy. Guy homers, next guy comes up, gets drilled. That is BS. Or when manager sends word to pitcher slash uncle, hit the next guy. Well, the next guy didn't do anything.
Yeah.
For that matter, and this was the big deal with the Roger Clemens thing, and the Mike Piazza, and Piazza threw the bat stick, thinking, oh, I thought it was the ball and all that garbage.
That was Clemens threw that.
Right, Clemens did it. So the next time they played, the pitcher wasn't even on the team.
Yeah.
But his job was to drill him. So I don't like what Batista does, but I'm okay that Batista does it, the bat flip. And the reason that I'm okay with the bat flip is because pitchers do the fist pump.
Yeah.
So I don't like either one of them. Now, I won't necessarily throw a particular former softball teammate under the bus. But when a pitcher would do that, now again, we're talking softball, we're not talking the major leagues, but don't tell me this doesn't happen in the major leagues. Have you ever heard the phrase, skin to win?
Yes.
We had a guy that started that on our team. When a pitcher started to do stupid stuff, it was the next person who goes up the middle and hits the pitcher.
Home run is enough to get the team going. Bat flip is unnecessary.
Well, it is and it isn't. But again, it's not Batista's responsibility. Don't make me change my opinion. And I will if you keep reading stuff like that. It's not Batista's responsibility to worry about what the other team thinks of him. It's Batista's responsibility, and somebody put that on my Facebook page, is that he's there for his team. He got his team up. He's trying to turn things around. But then don't get upset when you get drilled.
Yeah.
Now, if you remember Phillies Dodgers, a good friend of ours, Shane Victorino, I almost said Shane Grossman, Shane Victorino came up to bat. They threw high. And he almost went to the mound And he kept pointing to his hip.
Or his ribs.
His ribs. Here. Hit me here. Don't hit me in the head. Hit me here. Hit me here. So it's all in the game. It's in that category that I can't stand. Unwritten rule.
This is the first at bat in the next game. So he'd say he does the bat flip on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
This was Wednesday's Batista's at bat.
Yeah, I saw it.
Where the catcher points.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Instead of giving a signal, he just points. Hit him.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, he does it between his legs and just points.
That's awesome.
Hit him.
Well,
it took two pitches.
Right, he threw inside.
Yeah.
And then when I watched it today, the commentator goes, well, he missed it, so you know he can't come back and do it now. It'll be obvious. And then he comes back inside and hits him. Yeah. Batista
didn't even
took
look
it
at
with
him,
class.
Went right to first.
That's the way you need to do it. And if by doing it that way, it should be done.
And then the umpire warned both sides.
I don't like that.
Do it beforehand?
It's not fair. I'm all about fairness. I'm all about my fellow man.
Well, Batista hit the home run.
Yeah.
He did his part. The Braves came back and did theirs. Now it's even.
It's just, you have to admit that it is unfair that all of the brouhaha, benches clear, whatever, then the pitcher comes and drills or throws inside or throws behind or whatever. He gets to make that statement, yet the other team can't respond. But it should be over now. It should be done.
Yeah.
And Batista's going to throw his bat again. Have you seen the five greatest bat flips?
No.
Oh, you need to see it.
What, does he have three of the five?
Well, no. Number one is like a 9-year-old.
Oh, I have.
With the arrow?
Yeah.
that's classic. Now, we talked on Wednesday. About the kid. Did you see it?
I'm the one who showed him the video.
So tell everybody on the Friday show what it is.
This is
awesome, and he should be benched.
It was like an 8- or a 9-year-old lefty batter, and he was geared up to like the tee.
He
looked like a legit player. And this pitch was so far outside, called third strike. And as he's walking across the plate going to the third base dugout, he draws a line. He stops, turns around, draws a line in the clay where the ball crossed, kind of looked at the umpire, and then walked back to the dugout.
Now, that's a big baller.
That is.
Because in the softball years, when something like that happened, I would, as I walked back to
you would put the bat down and right. Think this is where it was.
I wouldn't even say that. I would just kind of like make the mark.
Yeah, making you're implying.
He made a whole line. So I think America should start a GoFundMe page to purchase a pair of big baller shoes for that 9-year-old.
or the flip-flops. A little bit cheaper.
Well, flip-flops are like $200.
Yeah, they're like $199.
All right, now I can argue the Batista, all that kind
of
stuff.
We got another thing about the momentum of the bat flip. If the next guy gets hit, the message says, if the next guy gets hit, now he can't keep the momentum going. No, that's now you got a runner on first. So if you're down four, now it could be two.
Well, when I responded on my Facebook page, and you can hit me up there anytime. I don't remember if it's under my name or Knockout Radio, but I'm easy to find. A fan, I hate to call them fans, but a fan in Vegas responded. He goes, I want you to hit me. I want to do my job, and then you do your job and hit me. And then I'll steal second, and then I'll be that much closer to hurting you again by scoring. Mm-hmm. So, but I do think also, and then we'll move on, if you're going to retaliate, and then it's over.
And it's perfect because these teams won't play for, 5 years? 4 years?
Yeah. Yeah, because Atlanta's not going to any World Series anytime soon.
No, and neither is.
Well, I don't ever say that about Toronto, even though they're struggling now. You know, you still have Jamie, don't call me Russell Martin, and anything can happen. All right, so in New York on Sunday.
Awesome.
I have always said I'm not a fan, right?
Yes.
I'm not a fan of teams. I don't wear team logo.
There are two players I think you said you'd spend money.
And I told a guy at your former elementary school today when I dropped off and donated some DVDs. Two people. I might be able to add a few more. I think I would add LeBron into it now. I think maybe that'll be a poll question. You know, five people that you would spend money, you know, to watch. Now, that's a hard question, you know, to ask most people because most people spend money all the time to go to games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they spend money to go to the Bucks. They spend money to go to the Rays. I've always said, who are the two people?
Well, one, we're getting ready to talk about Derek Jeter, and the other one, Brett Favre.
Okay. One of those two is correct. I've always said Warren Sapp and Brett Favre, but Jeter is now in that, absolutely. And I think LeBron is now in that. So we're going to start maybe next week when Team USA is back. We'll do a Mount Rushmore of six.
So not Mount Rushmore, but okay.
Why not?
Because that's Mount Rushmore has four people.
Well, you didn't know that they're building two more heads.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they are.
That's nice.
They're going to put Trump and Obama. Okay. So that's going to be the new Mount Rushmore. So the whole thing about Jeter, I thought was tremendous. You know, class act, never heard anything bad, gives away autographed balls in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, you can see him.
It's a gift basket.
It's a gift bag. I believe it's a gift bag.
Okay.
I like that he said his wife didn't even know he was a shortstop. Don't know how true that is, but that's what he said. Big ups to him. Now all the single digits are gone in New York. I like that other players obviously have worn and will wear the two because of the Turn 2 Foundation. But my favorite thing about Sunday's retirement of number two is my good friend Titus O'Neil flew back from the WWE in Europe, and him and your boy Sheamus,
they were present. There. Center field. It was pretty sweet.
I think that is definitely pretty cool. So before we hit a break, give me your take on the whole day.
I thought it was awesome.
I liked that Zimmer's widow was there.
Yeah, everything they did, it seems everything the Yankees do is excessive, but they do it right. So they do it with class, even though you never hear anything good. And it's mainly about how the fans treat people. It's not how the organization treats people.
Derek Jeter.
He recognized
the little kid
everybody.
Was the best.
His nephew
tipping the cap.
Yeah.
As he's coming out.
And he wanted to be brought out by his favorite player,
right.
CeCe,
right.
Who brought him out. And then he ignored him when he was looking for a high five.
Right. Went and big-timed him. It definitely was cool. We could get into A-Rod, lack of A-Rod. Was A-Rod invited? Did A-Rod blow it off?
I thought A-Rod was invited.
But let's be honest, seriously. Teammate, whether you got along or not, it's a big night for Derek Jeter or dinner with J-Lo. No. Just pick one.
Dinner with J-Lo.
So you can't blame the guy too much.
No, not at all.
With that said, let's hit another break. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris, brought to you by Ape Man Strong. Check him out at apemanstrong.com and the Staff Zone.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
The Black Honkies return at Bands and Beer on the Bay, a charitable event also featuring Four Star Riot, the Hard Lock Society, and Jericho Turnpike, a Wings Throwdown, food trucks, vendors, craft beer, a VIP tent, and more on Saturday, May 20th at Safety Harbor's Waterfront Park. Tickets available at the gate. For more information, visit Maddie Williams Neighborhood Family Center.org.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hello, hello, this is Robin Zander. I want you to listen to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. That's right, he's my friend.
That would, I would have to say, and thank you very much, Hall of Famer, Robin Zander. I believe he would have to be on my six-headed Mount Rushmore of liners.
Okay.
Him and DDP for sure.
Both Hall of Famers.
Both Hall. Well, I would probably have to say Macho Man too, so.
Hall of Famers.
So do I have to, I can only allow Hall of Famers on my Mount Rushmore?
No, just they're not a Hall of Famer. It just kind of diminishes their.
Does it really? It diminishes their liner?
Since you said Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer, yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to.
You only get one more, so.
No, my Mount Rushmore is six heads.
Mount Rushmore has four.
What if there's a Mount Rushmore in Nigeria?
Okay, then find it, Mr. American, and go with another country's thing.
Or if there's a Mount Rushmore in Czechoslovakia, okay. The country formerly known as.
You find it and present it back next week. Well, think about it.
All right. So there are three. I'm going to put those three on my six-headed monster.
Okay.
All right. We, shockingly enough, over halfway through the show, not a single word, not a single mention of mixed martial arts, of the UFC, of Bellator. So we will change that.
Okay.
First and foremost, Stipe Miocic, scheduled for 105 today. Went back to the doctor, had some doctor issues with the leg. And if you watch the fight, understandable.
There was something, it was the four-letter network sent out a message.
Live on Fox 2. That's the four-letter network.
Yeah.
Okay.
That Stipe, one of the greatest UFC champions of all time. What?
Yeah, no.
Let me see if I can actually.
You don't need to find the exact.
No. Stipe Miocic, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, or Joanna Champion, are two of UFC's most successful champions ever. But can they become much-needed superstars?
First of all, successful. Explain to me what successful means.
That's just what the headline reads.
Well, it couldn't mean financially successful because Stipe's not. I wouldn't say that Stipe, who I like, who has promised to be on the show, whether it's Wednesdays or Fridays next week, I wouldn't even say that he's extremely successful in the UFC yet. He's defended twice. How many champions have defended more than two times? More than two. So to list those, if you want to say Joanna is in that list, she's just tied, I believe, Ronda Rousey. She'll break Ronda Rousey's next. I'm okay with including her, you know, in Jose Aldo, in Anderson Silva, in the list. Where's Chris Jericho when you need him? Because Joanna just made the list.
So this says, and I don't know the truth, and I'm imagining it is true, Miocic has the most successful title defenses, two, of any UFC heavyweight champion ever.
Not continuous, not success.
The defenses.
So you're telling me that person is saying no heavyweight champion
has defended it more than two times.
More than one time. If he has the most defenses.
It could be tied for the most.
Well, it didn't say tied.
But they're leaving that out. Give me a name.
Tim Sylvia. You telling me Tim didn't defend it more than one time? Andre Arlovsky that didn't defend it more than one time? Who are you looking up?
I'm looking up Tim Sylvia.
All right.
So he won against Rico Rodriguez. At UFC 41, he defended it against Gann McGee and was later stripped of the title for failing a post-fight drug test.
Okay.
Then he won the vacant title. Oh, no. Lost the vacant title to Frank Mir when his arm snapped. And then he lost the interim title to Arlovski. Then he came back and he won it. He defended it twice against Arlovski and Jeff Monson and then lost to Couture.
To Randy. All right. So that right there says that Miocic doesn't have the most title defenses. He doesn't have the most. He's tied. Then you don't have the most.
Yeah.
You're tied with somebody else. And having two defenses, I'm sorry, doesn't make you extremely successful. You're not more successful. You're not even more successful than Daniel Cormier, who's a paper champion. All right, so let's talk 211 just for a minute.
Okay.
Thoughts?
I saw the first half of the pay-per-view.
Okay, we'll start with the controversy, which was on TV.
I didn't see that, so I can't speak on it.
All right. I was talking to some MMA people, and the problem is states have different rules.
Which makes sense. So they're separate athletic commissions.
With the unified rules. Yet we're not unified.
But some have...
But it's not unified.
But some have replay, some don't have
replay.
Right.
So I'm saying, so the unified rules are not unified. The unified rules just made changes that in order to be considered a down opponent, both hands, both palms have to be on the ground. Texas didn't change the rules yet. So they're not unified. Now, I had an argument with a very successful local MMA trainer, and I believe it is entirely 1,000% the responsibility of the fighter to know the rules.
Absolutely.
The referees should know the rules. The trainer should know the rules. The commentators, the judges. But if you're the fighter, you need to know what the rule is in the state that you're fighting. What happened last Saturday in Dallas, Texas, was one of the fighters had one hand down. And in case you were not listening, Texas has not changed their rules that require both hands to be down. So one hand down is a downed opponent.
Yeah.
Yet the former champion from the city of brotherly love, Eddie Alvarez, threw illegal knees. My biggest issue is, and I know Herb Dean, who's one of the big referees, you know, in the MMA world, said it was unintentional. It doesn't matter to me. A rule is a rule. If, let's just say the rule is to wear a red-colored headset. That's the rule. But you left, by accident, your red headset in the car. And now you're wearing a green headset. You broke the rule, whether it was intentional or unintentional. Those three knees were unintentional, but they were intentional knees. He threw the knees. He knew he was throwing the knees. Even if you didn't know you're throwing the knees, you threw the knee. Dustin Poirier won round one. Round two could have been going either way. His big complaint, not that his record is now going to have a no contest and not that it's a win. The problem is he now loses the win bonus. You're talking money.
Yeah, absolutely. Possibly double. More than likely double.
Well, normally it is.
Normally.
And if you don't get a win bonus, then that means you're just getting all the money to show. Your show money is more, and then, you don't have a winner, bonus. So, exciting fight. I think they'll refight again, which is a shame. And then on the main card, one of the most successful fighters of all time, that would be your female champion, Joanna, is... could be considered for the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world.
Oh, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
She's real good. Scary good.
And I enjoy watching her.
And just goes in and does her job and leaves. And we'll talk a little bit and then go back into the cage and do her job and leaves.
Big ups to her. Big ups to Stipe. You knew the... George Masvidal fight and Damian Maia.
Mm-hmm.
You knew. A lot of our listeners aren't big MMA fans. Damian Maia, arguably, he is called the greatest jiu-jitsu practitioner on planet Earth. They've said that he's better than the Gracies. So you knew he was going to be on the ground. And you knew Masvidal, who's a street fighter who came up with Kimbo Slice in the backyards of the mean streets of Miami. You knew stand up ground. I would have personally, as a judge in the state of Florida, I would have given Masvidal the fight because Damian Maia took the back, attempted to submit, couldn't get it done, and didn't do anything. He didn't do any damage. Masvidal did. I know you can still get the pay-per-views, but also, and I know we need to hit this final break in a minute, Bellator has an event tonight, kind of a big deal, Rory McDonald versus Paul Daly. And then they have, I think it's a four-fight card tomorrow at the Monster Energy Drink Expo.
Fan Zone.
Outside the Charlotte Motor Speedway. And then isn't tomorrow the like celebrity race?
The All-Star Race.
The All-Star Race winner gets $1 million.
They're doing it a different way this time.
I guess $1 million's not a lot of money, right?
Oh, in NASCAR racing, it isn't. But you get points for the chase as well, which I don't think they've done before. And it's like four different segments, and if you win a segment, you get a playoff point, which I believe it gets you into the playoff.
I've lost it.
Yeah.
You know, don't they now stop for water?
No, there's four segments, so yeah, they do stop.
In a race?
In a race.
Oh, what?
It's an all-star race.
No, I'm saying I thought in the regular race it was as well.
No,
in the all-stars, I think they break it down, and then the four winners go and share a tour de pizza, and whoever eats the most pizza.
That's nice as well.
You know, gets extra money or something. I don't know. All right, when we come back, we will break it down. We will talk a little Bucks. I was over there yesterday. Some names were mentioned that they're high on. They were high on Ryan Griffin. They were high on another quarterback that's in camp, but obviously not too high. Not Nick and Nate Diaz high enough because they signed another quarterback. Are you aware who they signed?
I know exactly who they signed. Sweet Beard.
Yeah, we will talk about the bearded one. What's his name in Houston?
James Harden.
Yeah, they signed the James Harden wannabe. We'll talk about it when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by The Staff Zone. And check our other friends, 8-Man Strong, out online at 8manstrong.com. We'll be right back.
That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks are free. Now that ain't working. That's the way you do it.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Black Honkies return at Bands and Beer on the Bay, a charitable event also featuring Four Star Riot, the Hard Lock Society, and Jericho Turnpike, a Wings Throwdown, food trucks, vendors, craft beer, a VIP tent, and more on Saturday, May 20th at Safety Harbor's Waterfront Park. Tickets available at the gate. For more information, visit Maddie Williams Neighborhood Family Center.org.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around. and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is MC Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
Fireball.
You know what? Randy Macho Man Savage gets me in a good mood. That particular pit bull gets me ready for the weekend. You know the only thing that's more mind-boggling than no UFC heavyweight champion has defended more than two times?
What's that?
Do you know how many UFC heavyweight champions there have been?
I
believe it's 17. Of the 17 UFC heavyweight champions, how many have defended two times? Don't look.
Four. I'm talking to the guy from the Four Letter Network right now.
Are you really?
Yeah.
He's responded to you?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you know, you're right. He goes, no one has defended more than two, which is still pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy.
And my response was, Couture did it and Kane's done it as well. But crazy to think that they haven't had a dominant champ.
Ever.
Like they had in every other division.
Yeah, ever. Anderson, nonstop. Jose Aldo.
Mighty Mouse.
62 years. Mighty Mouse, he won that title. He was 9 years old. It's unbelievable.
It will start and end with him.
Yet, the heavyweight title has never been defended more than twice.
But isn't that what you want? You don't know with these guys.
You know, I don't know. You know, it's funny because people complain about it that it's only been two times. But then they complain, you know, when Ronda Rousey had it for, you know, five defenses or when Dominic had it, you know, for whatever, or Uriah or, you know, anybody, Uriah at the WEC. Yeah. Well, I made sure that
he had it for forever.
Absolutely.
And those letters changed. The cage got a little bit smaller. And then
real quick story time with Uncle Randy. Uh-oh. I remember sitting in what used to be known as Monster Lobster, run by a UFC veteran, Alan Berube. And Alan telling me before Uriah Faber's fight with a Miami fighter from ATT, kind of unknown at the time, Mike Brown, was going to destroy him as he was bringing me more lobsters to eat. And I said, all right, I'll buy whatever you're selling as long as you're bringing me lobsters. He goes, no, I'm telling you, I guarantee it. I go, Alan, shut up. Mike Brown walked in, walked out with the title, and now pretty much with the help of other people, Dean Thomas and some other guys down at ATT, Mike Brown running the show for ATT.
He's the guy. They could have Gym Wars,
yeah.
Alpha Male against ATT Coconut Creek. I know that there's...
Well, ATT already did it.
They did it with Black. But there's only a few gyms that could do it because they have those stable of fighters.
Right. But
because those coaches have history.
But in a way, you know, and I don't want to spend too much time here. We do need to talk about the newest Buccaneer, Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's kind of unfair because some of the ATT guys really were not ATT guys. They were ATT Brasilia. They're ATT New Mexico, New Jersey.
No, but they have to train out of Coconut Creek.
Yeah, but I don't think all those guys did.
I think they did.
I don't think they did. They had ties there.
On the show?
Yeah.
No, I believe they all trained there.
It's easy to say that. That's kind of like Woodley. Woodley trains there, and he doesn't train there. You know, it's kind of like the guys at TriStar in Montreal. They're training there, but they're not training there. So could GSP fight for Jackson Winklejohn because he trains there, even though that's really not his gym? It's TriStar.
He's a TriStar guy. The welterweight division has four fighters who defended it more than twice.
That's all?
Yeah.
So GSP and Matt Hughes.
Matt Hughes twice.
Right.
So
he counts twice?
He counts twice.
And who's the fourth? Going back to the
past. No, it didn't count. So it'd be five if you count him.
Yeah. So it's Matt Hughes, GSP.
Yep. Waller.
All right.
Defended it twice. Woodley, if you count, because it was the same guy and one was a draw. So technically, he didn't win.
No, but he defended it.
He did defend
it. He left with the title. I wonder how that does fall into play.
And your first champion, four-time defense,
Pat Miletich.
Pat Miletich.
Yeah. So the cool thing about that is, you're talking about the dominance of ATT down in Boca. Read those names again of your five.
Bendorf, Iowa.
Four out of the five.
Yeah.
Robbie Lawler, Matt Hughes, Pat Miletich, yeah. All under the Miletich fighting systems. Even though I don't count Robbie Lawler as a Miletich guy per se, because he won it when he was with ATT.
And that's what we talked about 2 weeks ago on Knockout Radio.
Finest MMA program.
You want to talk about the bearded one?
Talk about the bearded one. Is that your goal, to look like Harden or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I don't know. Harden's is nicer. I think he takes care of his more.
Well, because it's two different sports.
Yeah.
I think football players don't really care.
No. One, you have an image to uphold. One's a whole lot smarter.
And that would be which one?
Oh, that'd be the one that went to Harvard.
Doesn't make them more, you know. Just,
one went to Harvard. The other one has gummy bears named after him, and they are fantastic. Had
so
yesterday.
So does that mean that now when Ryan Fitzpatrick walks out on the field, he's going to be looking for the other Ivy Leaguer?
We should. Well, he's not going to be walking out on the field other than in August.
Are you surprised that they signed him?
No.
Really? Obviously, it wasn't for a lot of money.
Yeah, I know that he wanted a bunch the year before when he was the starter, and they couldn't find anybody, so they had to pay him.
Right.
But I think it's an older guy that can share some wisdom to the young team.
I do want to talk about the Buccaneers. We're going to run out of time because I do want to throw a plug to the 4Letter Network. And some guy, and I'll tell you who it is in a minute, has been making the rounds. And he made the rounds at ESPN all day. And I remember I used to have a co-host who liked controversy. I didn't. He did. And so when we were going out and I'm trying to decide who I want as my player that year to do my radio show, he approached this player and asked him about doing the show. And I said, I don't want him to do the show. And he said, yes, you do. He's a train wreck, and we want it to happen on air, which I'm not like that. Ryan Leaf told a lot of stories today and brought up where he blew up on the reporter.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the reporter said something, and he goes, they said, what's the difference between Ryan Leaf and God? Do you know?
No.
What's the difference between Ryan Leaf and God?
I don't know.
God doesn't think he's Ryan Leaf.
Wow.
And Ryan Leaf was that when I got there, you know, I thought that, you know, and I thought it was my job to belittle this guy, to bully this guy, to blah, 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 blah. You know, he needed time.
Well, that was another thing I saw. I saw another interview with him.
That would be original grain time.
The Yankee Watch, right?
That Yankee Watch is kick butt.
Part of the bleachers?
It is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Old Yankee Stadium.
Even if you're not a fan.
Yep.
They asked him when he realized, Ryan Leaf, what was going on. And he said he was in prison. He goes, I was in a warehouse. That's all it is. Just a number in a warehouse. And an Iraqi war veteran was in there serving time with him and said, let's go. Let's go to the library and teach people who can't read how to read. Let's do something good with our time. And he goes, that's the first time I gave back. And I actually did something good with something that I had that someone else didn't.
It's a great story.
And he said being drafted started the worst 13 years of his life.
He said, before I run out of time, it was kind of funny. He's from the state of, I believe it's Montana. And he said that Montana has had how many first-round draft picks?
One.
He said the Manning family has more first-round draft picks than the state of Montana.
And the interview that I saw was with Stephen A. and Kellerman. And Kellerman goes, I appreciate you earlier being honest and answering the questions. And even if I didn't hear those answers earlier, I was still going to ask you this question. And he was like, Peyton Manning being the greatest, they got it right. That's what he's like, they got it right. What did they see in him? What did they see in you?
What didn't you have?
Yeah, that you just couldn't do it. And he was talking about small schools and things like that. But it should be a good thing. I believe it's Sunday. It airs.
Yeah. And, you know, they were talking about how he blew the final play. Time ran out. He goes, well, it's not that I blew it. It's just time ran out. So I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hit me up on Twitter. Always available to communicate. Don't forget to register for the Audio Technica product. But hit me up online at Twitter, on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Sean Radio.
Have a great weekend. And she dances.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.